Hello and welcome to Brainstorm. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rue. Today we're talking about growing up, and I've got a special guest from school with me. I'll talk to him and you in a bit. In the meanwhile, Superman.
We were just discussing living in the 1920s.
Yes, and how either nice or horrible it would be.
Yeah, probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, because there were lots of nasty things like homophobia and, you know,
slavery
and racism and all that. Yeah. But then, you know, you got to wear a hat. Shopping, school, anger, Valentine's, plans, food, health and fitness. Those are the topics the questions are on. So here we go again.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so.
The London What is the name of an e-voucher that gives you free access to over 60 tourist attractions in the city?
Pass.
If successful in an examination test or course, you what with flying colours?
Pass.
If someone becomes too angry, it can put pressure on the heart and cause them to what out?
Pass.
Removing the final three letters from the word passion leaves you with what?
Pass.
If you were to participate in a quiz without having properly prepared, what would you say in order to move from question to question without the appropriate answers?
Pass.
Among family and friends at the dinner table, people may request that you what the salt?
Pass.
Athletes during a race will finish in first place only when they what the finish line?
Cross.
You see what I did there.
I see what you did there.
Yes, I got sort of bored of the old format and thought I'd have a bit of fun with it.
Have a bit of fun with it.
So, is an audition sometimes like an interrogation? And have you seen The Muppets? Most Wanted. It's the interrogation song.
Let's begin. Describe the day you played Berlin.
If you get a lunch, say, I don't know, it's a Boots meal deal, shall we say, what do they do with it? How do they present it to you?
Well, they put it on a shelf and go, eat it.
No, but I mean, if you're buying it.
If I buy it.
Yes. How do they present it to you?
They put it in a bag.
Ah, so what they actually do is bag it up by Jerry Halliwell. I discovered this morning a hole in my jeans pocket.
Oh, no.
And I thought, well, this is the beginning of the end of that old pair of jeans by Fatboy Slim. I'd show him a whole new world. He could ride my carpet. I'd rub his lamp. I'd give him three wishes. He's a street rat that could climb up my trouser leg. Sod Agrabah, I'll grab your ass. After Iago, it's my go. Yes. The parrot. Here we go. You know what? You're far too sexy. I'd show him my cave of wonders. We've got to reveal the answer to our Say What You Hear. Now, do you have any ideas, Antonia?
Nope.
None
no
at all.
Idea whatsoever.
None at all. Okay, right. I'm going to play it one more time and then reveal the answer. Here we go. Now, the theme for today has been no plans, but strictly speaking, I suppose, the clue is plan. The answer there is blueprint.
That's not printing.
That's blue and a printer. So, well, you can see what I was getting at anyway. Yeah. Wait for it. Here we go. Oh, he's not. I thought he was going to come in then, but he didn't. He's keeping us on edge.
Santa baby.
So he starts with baby.
Slipped a Rolex under the tree.
Wondered where he was going to go with that
one. He's quite good.
For
yeah.
me. Yeah. I've been an awful good guy.
See?
Santa buddy.
Ooh. There we go. Into Ooh. Buddy. He realizes it would have been far too sexual tonight. To carry on with baby. Anyway, let's enjoy okay. Michael Bublé's Santa Buddy. So I think what she's trying to say is...
Yes, the message of the song, subtle though it is...
I don't think anybody should be raining on her parade.
No, absolutely. She mentioned that.
I was just sitting there reading a book to this. I was frowning, I was getting all like, oh my God, Dante, he's going through hell. How's he going to cope?
Did you flip your desk table up in the exam when you were done? Like, I'm out of here.
I wasn't listening to this in the exam, although I do think they should allow you to listen to
music. Was it playing in your head?
Imagine how much focus you'd be paying to your exam if you were listening to music as intense as this. I love it. It's so exciting. I mean, it's just so dark and scary.
Classical music is underrated. Orchestral music is underrated.
Oh, definitely.
I think people dismiss it when you call it classical, but they actually it without realizing they listen to a lot of it.
I think classical and orchestral are two different things anyway. Yeah. I mean, that definitely wasn't what... I mean, you wouldn't catch my grandma sitting down listening to that to chill out, you know. Just make myself a sandwich to the sound of Dante's Inferno.
That's the equivalent of techno for old people, isn't it?
Just my grandma sitting there just tapping her foot to the sound of... It's not her style. The show has come to an end now. I hope you've had fun, and I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day tomorrow. It is the end for the first half of term two, so I won't see you next week or hear you. You won't hear me, but I will be with you in 2 weeks' time. Until then, just make sure you do not die a virgin.
If there's a war, I'll sleep with you before you get killed.
That's what maidens do in box, and I'm a maiden.
Now, you do carry on about your virginity.
Virginity's nothing.
You can lose it riding a bicycle.
I never knew that. I must be careful. I'm going to get a bicycle in London.